This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. More in this report.
The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. It also includes an exhibition, India's Manuscript and Scholarly Presentation on critical areas such as manuscript conservation, digitization technologies, metadata standards, legal framework, cultural diplomacy, and decipherment of ancient script. With Anupam's report, Payal Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
C.P. Radhakrishnan has been sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered him the oath of office at a swearing-in ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning.
I, Chandravaram Ponnuswamy Radhakrishnan,
do swear in the name of God.
Do swear in the name of God
that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the Constitution of India.
To the Constitution of India,
as by law established.
Yes, by law established.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duty.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duty
upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
After taking oath, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid floral tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at the Rajghat in Delhi. He also paid homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan a successful vice presidential tenure dedicated to the service of the people. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called Mr. Radhakrishnan a dedicated public servant and said he has devoted his life to nation building, social service and strengthening democratic values. Home Minister Amit Shah also congratulated the Vice President. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh today. In Bijapur district of Bastar division, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists were present in southwest area of the district. A joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. The encounter took place this morning. Search operation is still going on in the area. The Delhi High Court today received a bomb threat via mail. The Delhi police have taken precautionary measures and have evacuated court premises. Delhi police and fire teams are also present at the spot. India and France have condemned the ghastly terror attack in Pahalgam in April this year. Both sides exchanged views on the current threat assessment in the respective countries at the 17th meeting of the India-France Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism held in France. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary Counter-Terrorism at the Ministry of External Affairs, K.D. Dewal, while the French delegation was led by French Counter-Terrorism Ambassador Olivier Cahon. The two countries also discussed ways of combating extremism and radicalization and the threat posed by the use of new technologies by terrorists. Talks between Gen Z representatives, Nepali Army Chief Ashik Raj Sigdel and President of Nepal Ramchandra Paudel for appointing the Prime Minister of an interim government failed to reach an agreement even after 2 days. Last night, the President and Speaker Devraj Khemre met and stressed that in the current situation, solutions may be explored within the ambit of the Constitution. The discussion on whether or not to dissolve the Parliament failed to reach a consensus. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Marathwada and northeastern states during the next 3 to 4 days. At the FIDE Grand Swiss Chess Tournament, Grandmaster Nihal Sarin ended Parham Maghsood Lu's unbeaten run with a brilliant win, moving into the lead after round 7. In the women's section, R. Vaishali regained the sole lead, but it was another setback for world champion Digu Kesh when he suffered defeat to Turkey's Ediz Gurel, his third. And with that, we end this news bulletin.